Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all great stuff you're doing for the community. This program is sponsored in part by the Pennsylvania State Education Association and Pennsylvania State Education Association Staffers Union. We appreciate their support. Joining me today from Media Matters, we've got Craig Harrington. Craig, welcome back.
Thanks for having me again.
Craig, it's always a pleasure, man. We appreciate it. It's been far too long. But today we're talking about our Republican friends complaining that the Affordable Care Act is not doing what it should be doing, but it seems to be doing pretty well despite their best efforts to kill it.
Yeah, and this is actually a great opportunity for those of your listeners who haven't been able to keep up with ongoing news that's been breaking in the last hour. The Senate has released for the viewing public, or at least for journalists to review, its latest revised health care plan, which does include a version of an amendment that had been proposed by Texas Senator Ted Cruz, which would allow insurance companies to remain in compliance while still selling these bare-bones predatory insurance plans. So it seems like making the plan even more stringent and more austere and more difficult for individuals who need health insurance, that seems to be the method to the madness in the Senate. And whether or not it's going to pass the Senate, pass muster with the House and get signed by President Trump still remains to be seen, but it seems like they have the tricks up their sleeve to get their repeal and replace bill continuing to move through the Senate process. And it's important to note, and it segues perfectly into this piece of content that Media Matters produced yesterday, which is conservative outlets, conservative media figures, and conservative politicians blaming a recent relatively small but statistically significant uptick in the uninsured rate, blaming it on Obamacare and claiming that the law is in a death spiral and that insurance markets are going to collapse under their own weight, while completely ignoring the ways that Republican members of the Senate, Republican members of the House, the Republican president, the Republican federal bureaucracy, and of course federal Republican governors and Republican state legislatures all around the country who have been whittling away at Obamacare and at ACA health insurance expansion for years, claiming that a recent uptick in the uninsured rate is the fault of President Obama and the framers of the ACA, rather than sharing some of the blame with the Republicans who are trying to dismantle the law and have been doing so for 7 years.
Right.
It's just disingenuous.
Right. For me, this whole thing about the Affordable Care Act, let me explain where this is. I think the Republicans' fight against the Affordable Care Act and their doing everything that they possibly can with all of their might, using all the tricks that they know, still have not been able to kill the bill because it is that popular. Okay?
Yeah.
When it first came out, Republican congressmen were telling people, this will kill your grandparents. They lied. They lied to their constituents. They lied to their constituents and the rest of the public as often and as loudly as they possibly could. And yes, there were some problems standing up the Affordable Care Act. Who can't roll their eyes about the website? Okay? But the long and short of it is more people were getting covered. And today, continuously, from that day until today, 7 years later, 8 years later, despite their very best efforts to kill it because they want it for themselves and they don't want to share it with anybody else, they have not been able to kill it. It has grown more popular. More people are covered. And what's going to happen is people are going to continue to realize, especially with this new healthcare bill they're trying to bring out, that, you know what? The Republicans have been sticking it to us, and I'm getting tired of getting a sharp stick in the eye by them over my health care.
Yeah. I mean, we remember in 2009 and 2010, people were being warned by Republican elected officials, not just Fox News personalities, not just the professional liars like Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity. They were being warned by Republican members of Congress, by Republican senators, by Republican governors, that the Affordable Care Act was going to kill their family members, that it was going to force their elderly family members to engage in assisted suicides. That was an absolute lie. It was the lie of the year from PolitiFact. And it was something that was a major talking point during a presidential campaign, these death panels. But then in the years since then, there have been other major institutional efforts to unwind the Affordable Care Act. When the enrollment period first opened and the ACA had its – and healthcare.gov had its notorious technology lapse, what you had was Republican members of Congress, Republican elected officials at the state and local level, and, of course, Republican-aligned journalists and reporters and television pundits claiming that if you signed up for health insurance through these exchanges, you were going to be feeding your personal information into a government database that could be used for voter identification and for potentially for potential government retribution against people who weren't supportive of the Obama administration. You had people claiming that the IRS was going to use your individual information that you submitted through healthcare.gov to potentially target you for tax infractions. All of this stuff was fraudulent. All of it was made up, but it caused millions of people to not get engaged in the process who otherwise might have benefited. The White House just yesterday, in a video that actually contained a typo, was attacking the Congressional Budget Office's original projections and was attacking their math, even though they couldn't spell. They were attacking the CBO's original projections for enrollment in the ACA and pointing out that enrollment today in these health insurance exchanges is lower than it was projected by the CBO. But what they didn't say is that Medicare enrollment is actually higher than was projected by the CBO. And also what they didn't point out is how Republican-led state houses and state governors have actually kept the rolls of Medicaid even lower than they normally would have been and kept insurance market exchanges even lower than they would have been by refusing to comply with the law, thanks in part to to judicial activism from the Supreme Court, which claimed that that the government was unconstitutionally compelling states to engage in this national health insurance system. It provided this opt-out opportunity for gigantic states like Florida and Texas to refuse Medicaid expansion to millions of their own constituents and refuse to build their own exchange markets, similar to what you would see in a functional state like Oregon or California, or even in a conservative-leaning state like Kentucky that just was led by Democrats at the time. Kentucky has a great exchange, and Kentuckians are very happy with the Kinex system. Florida and Texas don't have good exchanges, and they didn't accept Medicaid expansion like Kentucky did. And because of that, millions more Floridians and Texans are uninsured than they have to be, and it's all because of political decisions that were made by Republicans. This isn't the fault of Obamacare at all.
Right, right. You know, This is and for me here, the upshot is the Republicans did everything they could to damage the product. They went after it with hammer and sickle.
Yeah.
And then when they got, you know, as they're doing this, they're saying, "Oh, look, there's a dent here, there's a problem over there."
Yeah.
So on and so forth, but the overwhelming public majority in this country think that Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, didn't go far enough, but it's still a whole heck of a lot better than what the Republicans are offering.
Yeah. And it's important to remember, when people talk about how Obamacare is in a death spiral and how it has to be repealed and replaced, one of the arguments you're going to hear for this Senate bill is, well, uninsured rates increased in the last quarter, and therefore we should tear this all down and replace it. The fact is, uninsured rates did tick up in the past quarter, and they are slightly higher than their historic lows, but they're still historically low. And
right.
I guarantee you, if 9 months or 12 months from now, the uninsured rate has ticked up from 11 to 12, but remained stable, you're going to hear Donald Trump and the Republican members of Congress claiming that their prudent action, their decision to not pass an unpopular health care bill, they're going to take credit for the stability in the health care markets so long as they don't succeed in destroying them. And right now, their own disunity and lack of functioning as a party seems to be the only saving grace for these insurance markets right now.
Absolutely. Listen, Craig, we got to get going, man. How do we find out more about you and what you do for Media Matters?
Well, of course, you can check out Media Matters for America online at mediamatters.org, where we are updating more or less 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, correcting conservative misinformation when it pops up in right-wing and mainstream outlets alike. And, of course, the big news of the day, the big news of the week, the big news of the year is the ongoing revelations in the unraveling Trump scandal. And we will have more on that updating throughout the day and into the afternoon.
Man, I got to tell you, get the popcorn.
Yeah, it's just as bad as you imagined.
Yeah, there you go. And those who continue to support, those who, well, love themselves more than they love this country, yeah, that's another story. All right, hey, Craig, we got to get going. We appreciate
Thank you.
Your time. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to The Union Edge, Labor's Talk Radio.